Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com on your Monday, 25th day of the month of March. Getting down to the last few days of this month, the month that's been warmer than normal in the Northeast and wetter than normal, too. That rainstorm that we had from D.C. up to the Boston area accounted between 2 and 4 inches of rainfall and caused a lot of flooding. Well, the storm is still meandering just offshore. In the meantime, high pressure is the main feature in the eastern half of the nation for the most part, except for Louisiana up the Mississippi River Valley, especially off to the west, where a storm has been causing quite a bit of snow across Montana, the Dakotas, and even sections of Minnesota and the Great Lakes will be slowly, gradually drifting eastward. But first, for aviation interest, if you're flying on your Monday, no delays expected in Charlotte or Atlanta as far as the weather is concerned. Now, you could have equipment delays or maybe some delays in some trips that are contacting or actually checking into around Minneapolis, St. Paul, or in the Chicago area. Could be some slight delays in those areas associated with some snow. Minneapolis probably getting somewhere between 2 and 5 inches of snow and rain, and eventually getting into some drier conditions by Tuesday. Texas at this point looking pretty good for Monday. No problems there. The weather is going to be fine in Austin, also in Dallas-Fort Worth, and in Houston. South Florida is looking pretty good, all across from Tampa down to Fort Myers, Naples, and then into Miami and Fort Lauderdale. No problems weather-wise in those places. Still some snow showers and some squalls around the Denver area, but nothing much to change, at least, or cause any specific delays aviation-wise into Denver. And on the West Coast, at least in California, it looks like it's drying out now. San Diego, L.A., and San Francisco all looking at dry conditions and no problems into those places. Pacific Northwest, of course, it's the same old things. Rainy weather in Portland and also in Seattle, Tacoma, but not too heavy. Another storm will be moving in sometime around the midweek. Here's the forecast for the Northeast corridor. That includes D.C. to the Boston area, centered right around central and northern New Jersey, New York City, and Philadelphia, where we're located. Eye on weather. Our weather is going to be nice and sunny for your Monday with highs near 50. That's a little bit below normal for this time of year, but it's been above normal for the first half of the month of March, so we've got some ways to go to start breaking that down a bit, but it looks like the month will most likely come in about 4 or 5 degrees above normal temperature-wise and well above normal precipitation-wise, as mentioned. But Monday's going to be a pretty good day. Plenty of sunshine near 50. Fair at night. Increasing clouds on Tuesday. That area of moisture out in the Midwest is going to be gradually drifting eastward, and a storm could form off the coast of North Carolina and Virginia and give us some rainy weather for midweek. But it does look like just clouds for Tuesday as highs go up to 57. Then rainy weather for Wednesday. Wednesday's highs in the 50s in New York City. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Next update for your Tuesday coming up in 24 hours. Hope to talk to you then. Bye-bye.